Hello, welcome back to Annie Dating, the podcast about two women learning how to date while balancing their work and otaku life. This is actually our second recording.
I'm sorry, I f***ed it up.
It's Dai Jobs. So in this month's episode, this is actually our last episode of the year, which is kind of crazy because I feel like this year is coming to the end very quickly.
Thank God.
Oh, I know. It's like partially I'm like, I want this year to end, but also like, oh, don't want 2019 to start. But yeah, in this month's episode, we'll kind of be talking about like holiday themes and things like that, and then kind of giving you life updates. So it's been about a month since our last recording in November, and quite a bit has happened since then. Thanksgiving happened. And then,
yeah, we went home for the holidays, yep. Which was interesting.
Yep. sorry.
I feel really bad because I was the one who screwed up the recording.
Oh, no, it's okay. No, it's fine. It's like, so like kind of backtracking a little bit. So we were talking about like Thanksgiving, and during Thanksgiving, like obviously we're around family for the holidays. And yeah. I guess especially for both of our families, we have a lot of questions, or not questions, but like moments where like it's everyone's aware that we are single.
It's like the elephant in the room almost.
Kind of. I feel like it's a little bit different because like at least because your brother's not there versus my brother's there, so it's like the attention's on my brother,
yeah,
so to speak. So like I guess like especially during the holidays, last time I went home, I actually went home like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, and then like there's a lot of questions from my aunts and uncles about like, oh, how old are you now? And I'm like, oh, I'm like 26. And it's a lot of reminiscing, like, oh, I remember when I was 26, I was married, or like my mom was like, oh, I had you. And I'm like, ooh, this is weird.
Yeah, that's really weird.
But yeah, right before this, actually during the original recording, Kim was talking about her family and how. I'll let you go ahead and speak.
Yeah,
to it.
So it's been a while since I've been back home, actually. So the last time I was home was for Christmas holiday, but I did see my immediate family because we had a family vacation this summer. So it doesn't feel like it's been a long time, but it's been a long time since I've been like home. And it was pretty interesting because it was the first time I brought Momo home for the holidays, and my mom it was the first time she met her, so she like really loved her. My dad was like kind of indifferent, but I could tell like it was something different in his life, so he was kind of amused. But my aunt and uncle's daughter, they live next door. She was over all the time, like basically smothering Momo with love because she's at the age where she really wants a pet, and this is like the taste of it, of life with a pet. So she was over all the time like playing, and I think poor Momo was just like, she looks so harassed.
Oh, poor Momo.
But she basically had her work cut out for her with my baby cousin. But it was really interesting being at home because I hadn't been in so long, so it was nice seeing everybody.
Yeah.
My aunt and uncle didn't ask me anything about like personal relationship wise.
Mm-hmm.
I think my cousin like kind of asked like where my ex-boyfriend was, and I was like, I didn't know how to answer the question because like you're old enough to understand, but also it's just like it's weird and I don't want to think about it, so I just ignored the question
because he's met your like that family.
Yeah he's visited before, so he's met everybody before. Oh, okay. So leading into that, so we actually went to go see one of my aunts, because I hadn't seen her in a while. The last time I saw her was at my brother's wedding, which was like last October, or not this past October, but last year's October, which my ex-boyfriend actually didn't attend the wedding because he had work and he couldn't get out of it. This was actually one of our big fights before we broke up.
Couldn't get out of it.
Yeah. I gave him like maybe half a year notice, and he still couldn't switch days. Anyhow, so like all of my extended family had met him before despite being together for so long, and so they were kind of expecting to meet him at the wedding, but whenever I told everybody that he couldn't come because of work, they were kind of like, whoa, like wait a second, like this is a big milestone in like your family's like history, like he should be here because family is very important. family is very important to us. Mm-hmm. So like big events like this, like, yeah, like you have to kind of have to be there.
It is a big deal, especially like, I guess that for me, like, I'm on the same boat as you, is like, if it's a big major event happening in your family's life and you're with like a significant other, that person should be there.
Yeah. Like, unless it's like such a fresh relationship, then if it's too soon, then understand that.
It has to be like,
but if it's a well-established relationship, yeah, you should f-ing be there.
Yeah.
So that was a huge fight, but, they're all like, whoa, this is weird. Like, what's going on? Like, okay. Like, what's the deal? And they were actually asking me like, oh, you know, who's going to be next or whatever. And I was like, I was joking. I was like, you know, it's not going to be me. But then like, I was like 90 to 80% serious. Like, I was like, I don't think it's going to be me, because I have no idea like when it's going to be, or even if it's going to happen, which in the end it didn't. But I was a little bitter about it before, but now I think I'm just like, yeah, it's completely fine. I'm fine with it.
My family had this like a similar thing. They were like, oh, I wonder who's gonna be the first to be married, because it's none of my, I guess, like cousins or anything like that are married. So like, it's the guessing game, and everyone's like, oh yeah, for sure your little brother's gonna be married first. And my mom's like, yeah, at least like my your brother will be fine. You, on the other hand, I'm a little worried. God. I'm like, that's fair, but also please don't ask anymore, because he's only 3 years younger, so it's not that much younger than me. But it is the awkward case of like, oh, like everyone else I know, like, and it's true, like slowly my circle of friends are like either in long-term relationships or becoming engaged.
Yeah,
a friend of ours just had a baby, and that was exciting. So it's just like, oh, there are a lot of different people who are like in our immediate circle of friends who are like in different stages of life, which is fine.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about time per se, because I'm like, oh, I'm not. It'll be fine.
Yeah. So circling back to my story about that, is that right now I feel pretty okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like there's a time, like, you know, internal clock is ticking or whatever. Like, I feel fine. And honestly, I'm not really looking at this point in time. But I think my mom is like low-key worried, because she made a comment. She was like, you know, when are you gonna bring home a son-in-law for me? And I was like, all right, mom, let's just not talk about that. So I went to go visit my aunt, and like, it was just a visit to see, like, just because I hadn't seen her in a while. Yeah. And like I'm actually one of her favorite nieces.
Oh, nice.
So I thought it'd be nice to kind of visit whenever I was home.
Yeah.
And then they started talking about like my cousin's wife's family or something, and then she mentioned like, oh yeah, you know, she has a cousin and he comes from a good family, and you know, he's still single, and da da da, all this. And then my mom was like, oh, like, you know, like, yeah, that's a good family, like, you know, why don't we set it up so you can meet each other. Oof. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is just a family visit. Like, I wasn't intending to get set up. Like, what the f-? So I was like, no, I'm not interested. No. And they were both basically like, you know, we'll just set up a dinner. You'll show up. Maybe he'll be there. Maybe he won't.
Awkward.
Or you'll go visit your cousin. Maybe he won't. Well, he'll be there. Maybe he won't, you know. And I was just like, oh, like.
I just imagine, like, your family, like,
they were being so insistent.
Not insistent, but like, I just imagine like, it's them like hiding away in the corner, like, okay, send him in.
Yeah.
like a sitcom TV show.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So while I appreciate the sentiment, and my mom actually mentioned one of our cousins, she actually met her husband at my parents' wedding. So it's not uncommon, like, this kind of situation. Like,
or
they have somebody in mind and they're like, hey, I think y'all would be good together, like.
Yeah.
So it's not uncommon, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't share everything I do with my family, so I'm not sure they have a good idea of who I am truly 100% as a person.
Which is, that's a fair thing. But
so I like it, the thought of being set up by somebody who my family has picked out for me, like, makes me a little uncomfortable, because also there's like that expectation that, you know, get married, have kids. And I'm just like, I also have not talked about that to my mom, because I think she's expecting grandkids. And I'm just like, I really, the idea of being physically pregnant makes me very nauseated. Like,
yeah.
Oh God. Like, it, like, it terrifies me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, you can have grandkids from my older brother. That's completely fine.
At least your older brother is.
Yeah, like he's married. They're intending on having kids. And I'm like, you do that. Like, enjoy. But oh God. So another reason why like my internal clock isn't ticking, because I'm like, you know, if adoption is always an option.
Spawn or no spawn.
Yeah, spawn. Like, I mean, I have a fur baby, so.
That's true. It's funny because, like, now that I think about it, like, every wedding I'll be attending in the next, like, year, my mom's like, ooh, maybe you'll find your next love of your life. I'm like, this is weird. It's like she takes every, and I love my mom, but she's like, every moment, she's like, oh, you're going to the gym? Maybe you'll meet someone.
She's been a little bit extreme.
I feel like, and it's weird because she goes back and forth between, like, oh, you don't need to be married to anyone. You're fine as you are. And then a day later, what are you doing with your life? You're like a screw up if you don't get married. And I'm God. Like, oh, this is fine.
She was also the person who brought up the fact that, you know, marriage isn't real. Like, most people get 50% of couples get divorced
nowadays. For some
reason,
she's like, you don't need to get married. Can't trust anyone. Men suck. Women suck. They all cheat. And I'm just like, I mean, that's a fair statement. But also, I don't know what you want from me at this point in time.
Yeah, it's very much mixed signals, which I find interesting.
I think right now, I'm glad she's kind of like letting me. She has been less insistent about the whole dating thing. I think now she's like, oh, you know, you should take care of your health. So like I guess my life update would be, I think this is like the first time in like a long time that I've been like super active, like going to the gym.
That's good.
So I'll go like every other day, I think, like pretty much like 3 to 4 times a week. And it's funny because like now that I'm being like healthy and not just being like a lazy piece of like just watching anime, my mom's like, oh, you know what? That's good. I'm very happy for you. She's been asking less about the dating thing.
Okay, good.
Which I'm kind of like, maybe this will work. Or
she basically just doesn't want you to be like a neat or like a
I don't know anymore. But yeah, she was saying like, oh, are you going to the gym to look good for like your next boyfriend? And in my back of my mind, I'm like, I just want to make sure that like if I ever to meet Ken, that I'm not a potato.
I mean, between the two of you, somebody has to open the jars in that relationship. And it sure ain't gonna be Ken with a scrawny.
You know, listen, it's fine. He's I don't mind. He's just stay beautiful, Ken. What else? I guess we've had 2 live viewings. Did we have 2 live viewings?
I think so. Well,
oh, no, we had one earlier.
We had one before one of our other recordings.
Yes.
So like Idolmaster Sidem, their third live.
Not Idol. Tour. Yes, Idolmaster Sidem.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, it is.
Their third live tour. They have several stops that they made because it was a tour, and so I bought the Blu-ray thinking that it was just one recording that they had made, and this Blu-ray was pretty pricey, and it was like a box set, so. So I was like, okay, it'll come in a nice box. So I receive it, and there's like one Blu-ray, one booklet, and then the box. But 80% of the box is empty. And I'm like, was this for like the bonus stuff that is supposed to fit in there? Because I opted out of the bonus because that was extra. And I was like, wait, why is this box like this? And then the next day, it seemed like they announced that they're having Blu-rays for the 3 other cities in the tour. And I'm just like, for f***'s sake, like...
They know.
I dropped money for this, and then we watched the third live, and I'm like the very evening I was like, I bought the rest of the Blu-rays. But it was so good.
It's funny because like so when we watched the third live viewing, like some of the seiyus are like, oh, you know, they're really cute, and then there's some of them are just like. Like, just exude this sexual energy.
Oh, my God.
And it was the first time in a while I'm just like, wow, I am, like, sexually attracted to, like this man.
Yeah, there were definitely, so in the second day of the third live, there's 2 songs that they play back to back in the second and the third live, and they did it again in the third live, and I was like, oh, no, because I lost my during the second live, and then this time I was like losing it. I physically started sweating. Like I kid you not, I was sweating. I was like, oh my God, I'm like getting like really hot because this is so
yes
It's so sensual.
It is. And like, shout out.
I felt things.
Shout out to Jiro Yamashita's actor, because like, it's
oh
like,
oh my God.
Because we actually went back and watched, like, to compare the second live to the third live. And the third live was like, ooh, they're very comfortable now.
Yeah.
They're very comfortable dancing sexually. And they had like their first round of costumes. So it's like Toto had like really tight pants.
Yes.
Like, and it was really funny because like, Kim will look over, like, I just want to peel off.
Hey, listen.
No, that's a mood. I don't blame you. It's just really funny because, like,
and that's all I could look at.
And like, each time you would make that that comment, our friends Coco and Tanya would just like look over and like, yeah.
and then during a Sem's song Sayonara Summer Holiday, the choreography, like, it's a very it's basically like a beach like summer song where they're reminiscing about the end of the summer holiday.
It truly is the perfect end of the summer song because it's got like this slow,
it's like very like tropical, like slow, sensual.
Yeah.
And the dance choreography is very sexy too, because they're swaying their hips and everything, and then they have their arms like pinned up, and then all they can move are their hips. And once we pointed this out, Coco was like, that's all I can think about now.
It's
like,
such,
I never saw
it's
before.
Such a good choreography.
Okay, if you ever have time, please watch Idolmaster Saitam. It's on crunchyroll.com. And then also, like, you can, there are previews for the Blu-rays on YouTube. It's on the Lance's channel. But basically, if you have the ability to watch these Blu-rays, please do so, because they are really good.
Oh, and if you follow me on Instagram, I will put together a highlight of all the recordings of the past live viewings we've had, because God, it's so good. It's so good. And it's funny because, like, as we were leaving the night, like, it gave me like, oh, hope, like, you know, oh, these boys are actually 3D and they exist, so there's hope for the future. And then Kim took it a very different way of like, all I need are just saves.
All I need are the saves. That's all I need.
Which is fine. That's perfectly fine too. What else have we done?
It was really fun watching it. And like, this year we had a taste of what we like eventing. I think we talked about that in another podcast, but basically we follow a lot of people on Twitter now who like, they go to Japan pretty frequently for concerts and stuff, and like actually seeing events in person. So it's like kind of like a different world almost, because, you know, we've been going to cons for so long that they're kind of blending together now, whereas eventing is like, it's a new hell.
It's a new wonderful experience.
Yeah, it's definitely an experience, and it's a lot of fun, and it's very satisfying in ways I can't describe.
It's like you have everything that you were ever expecting or hoping, just like, it happens, but even better.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, like, that's the feeling I got when we went to see Idler 7. It was just like, you know, I had an idea of what it would be like.
Yeah.
And then actually being there and, like, being, like, emotionally invested and, like, and we were already there for Yuri and Ice, so we were already emotionally high from that.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, a lot of good feelings. It's like, you can't help but come out of it feeling good.
Yeah.
It's that, what's it called?
Euphoria.
Dopamine. Is it dopamine?
Oh, dopamine. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I keep like, for some reason, more like random words like dopamine and serotonin keep like popping up in my head. I'm just like, I don't know why, what's happening, but sure. What else? Oh, we both went to go watch Mirai.
Oh yeah, the new Mamoru Hosoda film.
Yeah.
God, I love him as a director.
It made me, so it's funny because it made me appreciate, like, I feel like if you go into this movie, so the movie is generally about, like, family and, like, relationships within your family to, without giving anything away. And it was funny because it was one of those things where I'm like, ooh, depending on, like, your experience, you can either learn to, like, hate kids because of this movie or love kids because of it.
That's funny because when I was watching it, I was like, oh my God, this child is insufferable.
Which is fair because it is, like, a very bratty child, and it's, like, it's one of those things where it's like, it reminded me of like my childhood, because it's not like we ever like were like disrespectful or like talk back to your parents kind of childhood, but it was definitely very interesting to like experience like I guess especially animated, because it's like, so there's certain things that are like over exaggerated.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, especially the voice actors, I feel like they did a really good job. I'm like, mm-hmm. ooh, this actually does feel like it's a child in front of me just like going out of control.
Yeah. Yeah. So that movie made me think about a lot of things, but especially like family. So like I mentioned before, like having kids, like it was always like an expectation, or like, you know, it was always in my mind the like one of the steps that you take in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like just because it's so normalized, and that it's kind of like a societal expectation,
yeah,
to have like to get married and have kids, which yes, that is the common experience, but it's not that that's the only experience that you can have, and that's something that I've understood more growing as an adult.
Yeah,
just because like within our families, you know, you normally see like the regular nuclear family, right? Like,
yeah,
like husband, wife, kids, yeah. And like, you know, so that's what I've grown up seeing mostly, but like in adulthood I've like grown to know more people who have different life experiences,
mm-hmm.
and that, hey, like, you know, this isn't the only thing that you can have.
Yeah.
So watching the movie made me, you know, I've been thinking like, you know, maybe I don't want something like that. Like, maybe that's not something that, you know, it's something that I've always felt that was expected of me. But mm-hmm. asking myself, like, if I actually want it, like, I don't know my answer.
Yeah.
So watching the movie, like, kind of made me think, like, made me go back to that thought. Like, it made me remember, like, at one point in time, like, this is something that I had expected. And that I was like, yeah, this is, of course going to happen.
Yeah, and it's funny because when I watched it, and I watched it twice, one in English and one in Japanese, which are both really good, actually. I actually was thinking about, like, one of the scenes where the parents are just kind of like, you know, like, I'm obviously not, like, a good father. And, or, like, you know, like, I'm not,
yeah.
or I'm not, like, I'm not the greatest mom.
Yeah.
But, like, it was just one of those feelings of, like, you know, I don't think, and there's some people who are, like, very much like, oh, I'm ready to be a mother, or I'm ready to be a parent. And for me, it's like, I really won't know until like I experience it, and like, don't know when that's going to happen. But I have a feeling that I am one of those people who, like, I'm not opposed to the idea of having kids. I do think having kids in this point in time, in this like atmosphere of our country, is a little like nerve-wracking.
Yeah, that's a whole other
that's a whole other like Pandora's box. But like the whole idea of like, oh, you know, like I won't know until I actually go through like the motions of it.
Yeah,
granted, I'm on the same board of you, like pregnancy like freaks me out. It's like,
god,
it's
parasite.
Like, it's like
sorry.
Well, it's funny because you say that, because I was thinking about like all like, the alien movies. I'm just like, oof. Big oof.
Oof. which circles back, like, adoption is always an option, like,
yes.
Yeah.
And like, I think the whole idea, like, I've been reading a lot of fanfics around this idea, like, the idea of like found family,
yeah,
is like, to me, much more important than just like, yes, like blood family is important, yeah, to a degree depending on your family, but like the whole idea of found family is even more important. Actually, have you ever seen Tokyo Godfathers?
No, I haven't.
It's a really good Christmas anime movie. I'm trying to like, it's been on my list
to watch for a while.
I think it's on Amazon Prime.
I think it was on some sort. It was either on Netflix or Amazon Prime. I don't remember which, but it was on my list at one point in time. So maybe when I go home for the holidays, I'll watch it.
It's one of those like feel good movies that like, That kind of exemplify the idea of found family a lot more, in a comedic way. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, yes, like, don't need necessarily kids or a husband to like, or like a partner in general to like, fulfill those needs. So yeah. What was I gonna say? There was something I wanted to talk about.
For Mirai?
Not for Mirai. Oh, besides the hot grandfather.
Oh my god. Wait, is that spoilers? Maybe
he's in the trailer. I don't think.
Oh, okay,
so.
Okay.
So there's a gentleman.
Oh my god. There's a character.
Who's a character who's very attractive, and it's like very masculine.
Oh my god.
There's everything about him. So like, I'm just mind blown.
I also thought the dad was really cute. You're not surprised.
He's a really cute dad. It's if you ever get a chance to watch it in English, like John Cho is actually really cute as the dad.
Oh, he's John Cho?
Yes. And then Daniel Day Kim plays the grandfather.
Dang it,
that's why I looked up the English cast and I was like, whoa, this is actually a really good cast.
Oh man, okay. Well, if it comes out on Blu-ray, perhaps I will watch the English version.
Gee, kids, if you're listening.
Please.
I would love it if they actually released, if there was more to the interview with the director.
Oh, yeah. I really like the insights about it.
I didn't realize until, like, I, like, watched the interview that, oh, he also, like, was a screenwriter for it.
Yeah. I think it was marketed as, like, pseudo autobiographical, or like it's like based, you know, based on personal personal experiences. So
yeah, it's funny because like so I found a notebook while I was cleaning, not to sidetrack the conversation, but like I found a notebook that I was cleaning that had like 2017 accomplishments and 2018 goals.
Oh.
And I had listed out long-term and short-term goals. And it's funny because I was looking at like the long-term goals, like one of them was like, I did this in like a year ago, mm-hmm. like around December, and I think at the time I had written down goals that were like obviously tied to like my ex, so like it was like mm-hmm. one of the long-term goals, like moved to California. And when I looked at that, I'm like, immediately crosses off, because it's like, not that I'm opposed to not moving to California, it's just one of those things where it's like, that's not a goal per se.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was going through like all the short-term goals, and I'm like, one of them was like start a podcast. I'm like, ooh, nice,
yeah,
check. And then one of them was like start a blog, and I actually just created a blog yesterday, so it's kind of funny.
Look
that I found
go.
it's really weird how it's funny how life works like that, where like I was thinking about like, oh, actually a year ago I was actually really miserable, like in terms of like work and like personal life. I was just like
Wakaru.
big wakaru. And it's funny because it's like, oh, you know, like I'm glad like you're still along for the ride of the podcast, because I still very much so enjoy it as like an outlet to kind of talk about, and kind of like a journal in a way, without me having to like type anything or write anything down of like, oh, here's what's happening in our lives. But yeah, so when I saw that, I was like, oh, like, actually did a lot more than I thought this year. Because I was thinking about, like, I didn't go to that many conventions this year. I didn't do as many costumes. It's like things I used to kind of analyze my year. So usually at the end of the year, usually right after IkiCon, I do a compilation of all my costumes for the year. And it's always been like some sort of impressive number. Like it's always been like 20 plus or whatever. Something like that. And this year I was thinking, like, I can count on my hand how many costumes I've made this year, like on one hand. And at the same time, earlier this year, actually, I think in the summertime, I was like freaking out about it, because I was like, I feel like I haven't done anything. And then like now that I'm actually here at the end of the year, I'm like, oh, you know, it's okay, because like I am satisfied with like other things that are happening in my life, whether it's like watching a live viewing or with like friends, or like right now I'm in baseball hell.
Yes, my longest yeah boy ever. So, oh my god,
again, to derail the conversation, so Kim got me to watch, well, you and like a bunch, you and Emily and like a few other people were like, oh, you should really watch Dia No Ace.
Oh my god. Dia No Ace or Ace of the Diamond. Oh my god. The most hot-blooded baseball anime. You definitely need to watch it, because they just announced season 3.
It's funny because like the reason why I didn't want to watch it for the longest time is because I don't like baseball. And it's one of those things, because like growing up, I remember having to watch like a 5-hour long game. And I'm like, this is miserable. Anyone who like voluntarily sits here to all the innings, especially if they're like in the finals or whatever, it's like, this is some BS.
Okay, but it's anime. They're going to pace it so you're still
interested.
Well,
I was afraid because in my experience with like other fast-paced sports, like basketball or tennis, it was drawn out to like hell and back. Like, oh, even Haikyuu was really bad.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Like, not bad, but like Haikyuu does, it's like all of a sudden I'm gonna serve and then flashback, and then that's like the whole episode, and then like cuts back to, okay, finish this serve, and I'm like, oh, it's
okay,
gonna
be. Okay, but Dai is pretty good at like pacing it to where you get like a bit of the competition, yeah, yeah. bit of like the character, a bit of like analysis.
I am very satisfied with the pacing at the moment.
It's so good. It is very long though. So it's about like 120 episodes, 125, I think. For
yes,
seasons one and two?
I feel like, yeah, but I feel like it was one of those weekly airing shows.
Yeah.
So I'm not too surprised by like how long it is.
Yeah.
There are certain shows where I'm like, this did not need to be a weekly airing.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Boruto, I could have had it all.
But it is very easy to get through Daya episodes because, like, I don't know what it is, but the episodes don't feel long. Like, I can sit through two episodes and I'll feel like, you know,
I think it depends on what part of the storyline. I think
true.
Like right now it's just a continuous build up, so it's really easy to kind of get through. I am afraid like something had happened in one of the episodes where I'm like, I saw this coming, and yet I'm just here emotional.
Just here.
And this is the worst.
It's great. Oh my god, Daya is so great. I'm so excited for you. I'm actually in the middle of rewatching it, but another life update. Some video games came out recently, and
yeah.
I'm completely distracted. So Persona 5
wait,
Dancing.
Wait, correction. A lot of video games have come out and will be coming out.
Oh, my God. Okay. So Persona 5 Dancing, Persona 3 Dancing just came out on Monday or Tuesday. And then Smash just came out on Friday, which they did also the reveal that Joker from Persona 5 was the first DLC character. And I was literally like, it did not even register me that Smash was coming out this week.
I always forget.
Like it's just I'm not good at fighting games, and then I saw that character reveal, mm-hmm. and then within the hour I bought it on the eShop because my lizard brain can't resist Joker. So I'm struggling because I'm not good at fighting games, but I will endure it for him.
I do think it's also like a it is better as a multiplayer fighting game.
Yeah, but you have to unlock the character. So this is actually my first Smash game, but I know you have to unlock the character, so I have to get through that. But there's also a story mode, so I'm getting through that. I was playing on normal mode, and that was a little too hard, so I bumped it up to easy. Still struggling, so
it's
fine. That's how you know I'm not a fighting person game. I'm RPG rhythm game,
tap tap
or visual novels. I'm good, but any sort of action moving thing, oh, it's awful.
I feel like it's been a long time since I had like a fighting game. Like I think the last Smash, what came out in high school?
Melee?
It's not. I don't think it's.
Or
it's
Brawl?
Yeah, it
Brawl
was Super Smash Brawl.
I think it was college. Or yeah, that was the last one that came out.
Yeah, because I remember just like Pit, and I was like, ooh, Pit's
really cute. He's cute.
And that I wasn't really into Smash per se, because I don't really care for like the nuances of like the different stages and like
yeah,
locations.
I just
want to
beat things up. Honestly, the items are really distracting.
Yeah, I get really like there's
but
so much
that's
happening.
That's kind of the gimmick of it. So
yeah, which is why I think it's better as like a multiplayer game.
Yeah,
because there's so much happening that you have to process, but it's easier. I guess to me, it's easier than having to like play, because I guess in Smash, are you 1v1 or is it like you against three other characters?
So are you talking about story mode?
Yes.
Story mode, it's you versus the computers, whether it's one, two, or three of them.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the stage.
Okay.
Because like basically you're moving on a map, and you have to clear out the map to like
gotcha.
And unlock all of the unlockable players mm-hmm. as you go, like at certain points. So like each node you have to clear this mission or whatever.
Gotcha.
And like they have different like mission conditions and stuff. So like the stages are tweaked a little bit different or whatever. So it's pretty fun. And I think they did a really good job at it. And I'm like honestly surprised at how good it is. It's just I'm personally really bad at that kind of game.
Yeah. Wait, who's I always forget who's uses the meme, because not yeah, the I will like never ask for like the,
oh, that's Sakurai. Yeah. Yeah. It's like never ask me for anything ever again.
And like each time I see anything Smash related, I just think about that like
basically
reaction.
It's because everybody's like, oh, this person should be in Smash, this person should be in Smash or whatever. Like, and like they got Joker. Like holy so I'm okay, honest to God, I will lose my if they put Professor Layton in the game. He canonically knows how to wield a sword and he's a gentleman. Like he will beat you up.
That's hilarious.
If he must. But I will lose my if they add him in. But I'm expecting maybe like 2B or somebody like that.
Probably something from near. I was actually, I wouldn't even be surprised if like Phoenix Wright appeared.
I don't know. Phoenix Wright was in what, Marvel versus Capcom. So like, I think that's possible too.
Mm.
One of those two I'd be extremely happy with, but I'm like trying to think who they could add in, but whatever. Yeah, so life has been pretty interesting with like everything media related that's been coming out lately.
Yeah.
And I feel like
it's almost like a good distraction to kind of get through the holidays.
It actually doesn't feel that bad. I mean, honestly, right now I'm dying because work is so freaking busy. But if I can make it through this week, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then also like actually starting to work on Katsukan stuff finally. Mm. So I'm like low key worried because of all these games that have just come out. And they're so distracting. And the fact that Kingdom Hearts is going to come out too.
I think that's the big goal.
That's the big thing.
It's like we have to finish it.
We have to finish our costumes before Kingdom Hearts comes out. Because I will not tolerate being at Katsukan and having people spoil that story for me. I will cut somebody.
That's a
real fear.
Yeah.
A real fear.
Yeah.
That actually might be more of a like a fire for me to finish this costume.
You don't really have a choice.
It's not for Katsukan deadline. It's so I have free time to play Kingdom Hearts 3.
No, that's fair. That is an absolute fair thing. What was I going to say? There's one more thing. Oh, shucks. What was it? God damn it.
You're going to have to bleep out so many of these
things. I know.
Things.
I love doing the coin sound effects. Each time I do it, I'm like, yes, coin, coin, coin. Besides Kingdom Hearts coming out, which I know everyone has been waiting for like forever to do, like for it to be released. But like Voltron's ending this year.
Yes.
Which means freedom.
Finally.
Freedom at last. So like season 8 will be released this Friday.
At 2 a.m. Central.
Yes, as per usual. And I'm like both kind of like ready and not ready for this to be over. Ready because now I don't have to be tied to this fandom that like there's good and bad things about this fandom. And I'm so grateful for all the great artists and like authors and just creators I met from this series. But also like all the really shitty things you see in fandom that I'm just like,
oh, the problematics.
The problematics and the antis.
Oh my god. All of these children who are basically people who are policing fandom. It seems like it's tied to a certain age demographic.
Yes. Which fortunately I don't know anyone, but yes, I'm excited to have my freedom. I even like made like, and I think you saw like when I posted on Twitter.
Yeah.
I made like a little scrapbook of like some of the artworks that I didn't know what to do if I didn't have enough frames for. So I made like a scrapbook. It's like Clance, geared, but it's like all the artworks and stickers and stuff that I've ever received from like artists and like from zines and things like that. So, yeah, thank you to this. The good side of the fandom who just indulges that artwork. And also shout out to all the the Jeeth like fan artists. It's like my rare pair of hell, but like I just the moment I see it, I just light up. I'm like, yes, this will be my ride or die because every other ship is like, oof. It's a big oof.
That's hilarious. I think a scrapbook is a really cute way to display like prints and stuff and like stickers.
Yeah.
Cause I will admit it, I still have a load of stickers that I'm like, I don't know what to do with these because I don't want to use them.
You can make magnets.
Yeah, I was thinking about making magnets. I actually just got a lot of magnets in, so I finally can display things without using the same 3 magnets on my fridge.
Very nice. I appreciate the Mon Parade.
Oh, yeah, my Mon Parades, my boys.
I need to do that for mine as well. Anyways, we actually have to like head out pretty soon.
Yeah, because we have social lives.
Yes. Yes. Sorry this wasn't much of an update on our end in terms of dating. And I'll be honest, like I actually feel pretty good about how I'm ending this year. So I actually think I'm going to start out 2019 going back onto online dating.
Oh, okay.
Which will be very interesting because I think I have like a different approach on it mentally now where it's like before I was like, I kind of like held back on like online dating because I was like, oh, I'm still not over my ex, blah, 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 those kind of feelings, mm-hmm. slash like cuffing season, wanting to avoid that. So it's, I'm in a pretty good spot for next yeah. year. We will probably record maybe even towards the end of the month before January, so we can kind of come up with New Year's resolution.
We'll have to see. Yeah. Yeah. So like, I know you spoke about New Year's resolutions. Sorry, this is, I'm going to slide this in real quick.
No, it's fine.
So I remembered one of mine from this year, was just to end the year better than how I started it. Cause I broke up with my ex at the very, very beginning of this year.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, a week into the new year. And I was like, wow, this is a really shitty way to start this year. So, as long as I was, like, better at by the end,
mm-hmm.
then I was good. And I feel like I can, like, 100% say that, which is really, you know, I agree. Like, I didn't do much, or I didn't do as much as I thought I would this year. Mm-hmm. Like, there are certain things where I was like, you know, I kind of wish I could have done that. But at the same time, like, I did a lot of different things this year, which was really like interesting, and I felt like my life has been interesting lately.
I think the thing that you should be most grateful for this year is that you got to see Masun.
Oh my god, his center part. I can't wait for our RTI Blu-rays to come in so I can relive the moment when he just gazes into the camera with that center part and that perm during Perfection Gimmick and just steals my heart. Oh my god, he's so handsome.
Exactly.
That stupid See, that, man.
If it weren't for this year, and like granted, yeah. like we got into Eilish 7 regardless, but like I think like my love for Ken would not be the same as yeah. it was at the
it's definitely
like, before.
It's definitely been exciting, and like finding different things in life to be excited about is yeah. is fun, like working out or hanging out with friends. Like watching things, like consuming media, playing video games, things like that. Like, you know, there's a bunch of different things that are interesting and like worth living for, I guess. I don't know. That sounds dark. But
I'm okay with delaying going into a computer if that means like, oh, I can one day again see Ken live. Like, I told myself like, oh, you know, like there is so much more going on that like, obviously like we don't have access to because we're not in Japan, but like
yeah
in the future it doesn't mean that we don't have access to
yeah
but yeah thanks everyone for listening in.
Thanks.
Thank you for everyone's support this past year, whether it's like verbally or like even just a quick message. Shout out to my friend Steve. He posted saying like, "Ooh, you're one of my top podcasts, one of two podcasts on Spotify for my end of the year wrapped." I'm like, thanks, that means that's a lot. Awesome. But yeah, thanks again, and
happy holidays
and happy new year by the time we hear the next Woo! podcast.
Champagne so. Tower.
Yes, Champagne Tower. More to come on Champagne Towers. It's Champagne Tower season. Everyone should have a Champagne Tower.
Yeah, forget cuffing season.
Champagne Tower season.
All right,
all right,
bye.